Pardon?
Yes.
Yes.
Did you hear that when we get up to speak? Just identify ourselves.
Wonderful. Well, thank you all very much for braving the weather today and being with us as we talk about the launch of our new coalition. I also want to thank the Utility Board for allowing us to use their facility. That Capitol was booked, so we came here, and they were very gracious to offer this space, as well as the media. Thank you all for being here and sharing this story with Iowans. It's a very important story that we're going to tell you about in a minute. In your packet, you do have the people that will be speaking and who will be next, so it's kind of a little bit of an agenda. And I'm very excited and honored and proud to introduce the development of a broad-based coalition, a collaboration of organizations for the benefit of all Iowans. This diverse interest groups have extensive knowledge and expertise in the areas of agriculture, energy, the environment, faith, and social justice issues. Individual Iowans, farmers, and landowners are also engaged in this new initiative. It is called the Bakken Pipeline Resistance Coalition, which is a growing grassroots coalition of landowners, community members, nonprofit organizations, and interest groups united to stop the construction of the proposed Bakken Pipeline. The role of our coalition is to educate Iowans about the facts of the proposed Bakken Pipeline and true consequences that exist for generations to come. KnowBakken.com is our website that's packed with great resources, including maps, landowner stories, videos, calendar of events, and action steps. To achieve our goal, we are collaborating regionally with Minnesota350.org, Bold Nebraska, and the Midwest Tar Sands Coalition to develop effective strategies to block this pipeline from being built. Across the state, we are sharing information with our partner organizations and their members. Locally, we are working together to conduct workshops, engage community conversations, and question our elected officials about the public convenience and necessity of this pipeline. We believe this crude oil pipeline poses very high risk for Iowans for many generations to come. The Bakken Pipeline Coalition will draw from our partners' knowledge and expertise to successfully block this project. Our coalition partners include 100 Grannies for a Livable Future, 1,000 Friends of Iowa, Allamakee County Protectors, Citizens Climate Lobby, Drake Environmental Action League, Food and Water Watch, Iowa Audubon Society, Iowa Citizens for Community Improvement, Iowa Climate Advocates, Iowa Farmers Union, Iowa Interfaith Power and Light, Iowa Pipeline Abatement Group, Iowa Renewable Energy Association, Iowa State University Activists, Iowa State University Sustainable Agriculture Student Association, No Bakken Here, Science and Environmental Health Network, Sierra Club, the Iowa chapter, Women Food and Agriculture Network, and Women's International League of Peace and Freedom. These organizations represent over 10,000 Iowans, and they are on board with stopping this pipeline already. I attended 4 Utility Board public meetings in December and heard inconsistent messages from the company that wants to build this pipeline. Dakota Access, a subsidiary of Energy Transfer Partners, submitted a permit to the Iowa Utilities Board in January, requesting approval to build the Bakken Pipeline. This newly formed company has never built a crude oil pipeline. If approved, it would be buried under 348 miles of Iowa land, waterways, and roads in order to transport 570,000 barrels of explosive crude oil every day.
My name is Angie Carter, and I'm here today from the Women Food and Agriculture Network. I'm here today to talk about the importance of neighboring. As a fifth-generation Iowan, I know a little bit about neighboring and how it's shaped the history of our state. It is why representatives of these 20 groups representing our coalition are here today to stop this proposed pipeline. We take care of one another in our communities in Iowa. We are stewards of our farmland in Iowa. Our legacy matters in Iowa. Now we are being called together to work to stand up for future generations as we protect our soil, water, and public health from Energy Transfer Partners and their proposed Bakken pipeline. An oil company is never a good neighbor. How do I know this? Because their proposed pipeline endangers the health of all Iowans. It jeopardizes our drinking water, our farmland, and our community well-being. Their proposed pipeline would move crude oil from the Bakken region of North Dakota across 18 of Iowa's counties and 11 major watersheds. 75 rivers, including the North Raccoon, the Des Moines, the South Skunk, and the Mississippi, as well as numerous lakes, streams, and ditches. The proposed pipeline would cut through 8 public lands, including a wildlife management area, 3 county conservation board lands, 2 state college lands, and 2 recreational trails. Their pipeline is 10 times larger in carrying capacity than the oil pipeline that broke 2.5 weeks ago in the Yellowstone River, contaminating the drinking water of nearby communities with benzene, a cancer-causing agent. Oil companies in the Bakken region are bad neighbors when the risks associated with the oil extraction have led to North Dakota having the highest rate of worker deaths in the United States. They are bad neighbors when indigenous women are trafficked to and disappear in their oil field boom towns. They are bad neighbors when farmers find oil spills the size of 7 football fields bubbling up from the ground, as one Tioga, North Dakota farmer did 2 falls ago during his wheat harvest. They are bad neighbors because they make their profit from exploiting land and people, even as we know that their oil economy is accelerating climate change and putting our livelihoods and those of future generations at risk. Proponents of the pipeline call it progress, but they are not good neighbors either. We know better. Progress follows a path of renewable energy, justice, and creativity. Together, we are being good neighbors and standing with those in the pipeline's path, those experiencing the escalation of violence in the Bakken region, and those everywhere whose livelihoods have been destroyed by the pollution and greed of oil companies. Our state's motto reminds us of our responsibility. Our liberties we prize and our rights we will maintain. Our water, our farmland, our community health, we know these are nonpartisan values, and we will work together as Iowans have for generations to protect them for the future. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Matt Olaf. I'm the Iowa organizer with Food and Water Watch. Food and Water Watch is a national advocacy organization that works throughout the U.S. to fight fracking and fracking-related projects, among other issues. Whether it's working to ban all fracking in New York State or states like Pennsylvania, or whether it's to fight the devastating earthquakes in places like Oklahoma that are caused by fracking wastewater injection wells, or whether it's to stop frac sand mining from occurring in places like Northeast Iowa and Wisconsin, or whether it's fighting fracking-related infrastructure projects like the proposed Bakken Access Pipeline, we must stand up and say no. None of these projects represent the interest of the public. It represents the interests of the fracking companies and the oil companies. And this is what we're seeing in this Bakken oil pipeline project. This proposed Bakken pipeline would carry up to 570,000 barrels of dangerous crude oil from the Bakken region of North Dakota that is produced by fracking. The pipeline would then carry the Bakken oil through South Dakota, Iowa, and connect to an existing pipeline in Illinois, where it would then be carried down to the Gulf for export. This pipeline in no way serves interest of Iowa or Iowans. The Iowa Code says that this project must meet the public convenience and necessity in order for it to be approved by the Iowa Utilities Board. We know this project is neither convenient nor necessary for Iowans. This is why we are here and why we are encouraging even more people and groups to stand up and say no to this project and put pressure on the Iowa Utilities Board to reject it.
Good morning, my name is Wally Taylor. I'm an attorney from Cedar Rapids. I'm here representing the Iowa Sierra Club as part of this coalition. And I want to talk about what the legal process is that we will use to stop this pipeline project. And now that Dakota Access has filed an application for a permit with the IUB, we will be gathering evidence, obtaining expert witnesses, and challenging the allegations of the pipeline company about how this pipeline will benefit Iowa and the nation. We will show that it hurts Iowa's air, land, and water, hurts our people, hurts our farmland, and does not benefit in any way Iowa citizens and the people of Iowa. There will, right now, the process is that members of the public can file written objections with the IUB. Many objections have been filed already, and we encourage everyone to file objections. The process for doing that can be found on our website at nobakken.com. It's fairly simple, and you file electronically, or you can mail them in. So people need to do that to let the IUB know the people of Iowa oppose this project. There will then be a formal hearing with the IUB some months down the road. We don't know exactly when. It hasn't been scheduled as yet. But we will present that evidence at that hearing, present our witnesses, and challenge the evidence that's being presented by the pipeline company. And we will ask and expect that the IUB will deny that permit. We will also be working with the Army Corps of Engineers, challenging an application for what's called a 404 permit from the Corps of Engineers in order to for the pipeline to cross Iowa's waters, rivers, streams, lakes. And we will challenge that. It's my understanding that the pipeline company has made a pre-application submittal, they call it, sort of a preliminary approach to the Corps of Engineers, and we will get copies of those documents and challenge the pipeline company in trying to get that permit. Also, the Iowa Department of Natural Resources has to grant what's called a sovereign lands permit. Sovereign lands are lands that are held in trust for the public, for the people of Iowa. The DNR is the protector of those lands and waters. There are numerous sovereign lands that will be impacted by this pipeline. There are wildlife areas, there are major rivers, there are county conservation board properties. All of those will be impacted by this pipeline, and so we will be challenging any attempt by the pipeline company to get a permit from the Iowa DNR. And we're confident that after all of these challenges are made, that the pipeline company will not be allowed to build this pipeline and adversely impact the people of Iowa.
My name is Ross Gruters. I'm a union member and CCI member from Pleasant Hill, Iowa. Our coalition is adding more member organizations weekly, and it's the result of a groundswell of opposition to the Bakken pipeline. We have one thing in common. We wish to stop the pipeline from being built. As the coalition, we challenge ourselves and other Iowans not to accept what is politically expedient and instead do what is right for people, our land, and future generations to follow. In doing so, we oppose the land grab by an out-of-state corporation which wishes to exploit valuable Iowa resources, our soil, and the people who work it. We must cut ties to harmful fossil fuels whose spills have destroyed U.S. waterways and increased carbon in our atmosphere. Every barrel of oil extracted and transported through our state leads us away from renewable energy, impacting current and future generations. The potential of renewable energy in Iowa far outweighs the jobs and economic benefits ETP touts in their proposed pipeline. Focus on fossil fuel extraction leads us away from the ability to convert to renewable energy. When it comes to limited investment dollars, the choice is one or the other. We choose renewable energy. In highlighting their exaggerated economic benefit to Iowa, ETP fails to grasp the big picture. A pipeline through Iowa will cause harm to our climate, which affects all Iowa industry. Climate change effects will be shouldered by agriculture coping with wild weather fluctuations. But the overall cost to our nation estimated by some to be in the trillions of dollars, is increasingly being borne by another huge part of Iowa's economy, the insurance industry. The simplest solution to protect Iowa's natural resources and Iowa's economy is to say no Bakken pipeline. Not in Iowa, not anywhere. Our members share a bolder vision for Iowa's future. We support much needed change in energy policy, which will truly create energy independence for Iowa, along with tens of thousands of jobs for Iowans. Renewable energy is the future. Climate science stresses we should pursue that future now, not later. By emphasizing and supporting the creation of wind and solar energy initiatives in Iowa, we can create many times more jobs than ETP's proposal. These are jobs which will stay in Iowa, creating billions of dollars for Iowa's economy. Creating wind and solar energy initiatives we can control locally can actually meet public convenience and necessity, and end the addiction to oil, which is poisoning our environment and contributing to climate change's costly effects on Iowa.
My name is Pam Alexander, and I live in Ottumwa, Iowa. And I'm a co-owner with my mom and my sisters of land in Mahaska County. And we received letters indicating that they want to put a pipeline through our farm. This is a private company, a new company that has never built a pipeline, so I don't have a lot of faith in that they know what they're doing. And I feel that eminent domain should not be used for a private industry to gain financial benefit for their company. We need to stand firm and not let them in. They're going to disrupt our soil, our production. They say they have jobs coming in, but what about the jobs that will be affected when they tear our farmland up? On one farm, it affects three families and eight of our children. The other farm, it affects up to four families. And people don't seem to be concerned that it's going to hurt them. There's also the environmental issue. The land and waters need to be protected. And this affects Iowans in all ways. If you like to hunt, you like to fish, you like to swim, all kinds of water recreation, this could be affected by a leak. And it'll be too late to do anything about it. We need to act now before it can destroy our agricultural state. Also, if there is a leak, the taxpayers, people who say it doesn't affect me, it doesn't go through my land, well, if it leaks, you'll probably be paying to have it cleaned up. I just hope people write their objections to the Iowa Utility Board and support our state. Thank you.
I am Arlene Bates, and we own land in Story County. My husband and I live in Polk County, so my concern is twofold. In Polk County, it's going to affect our water supply in our area and the surrounding areas and the city of Des Moines. In Story County, where our land is located, we own land that a natural gas line, two power lines, and an interstate run through. We have supported the needs of our neighbors, our community, and ourselves, but we have also benefited. With the Bakken pipeline wanting to come through the state of Iowa and our land, I do not see how the state of Iowa can justify allowing the use of eminent domain to a private company. The definition of eminent domain is the right of a government or its agents to expropriate private property for public use. Is it going to be wise to allow a private company access to eminent domain for their own benefit? Bakken's only benefit to Iowans is to pay property tax. If eminent domain is used this way, every real estate owner in Iowa could be at risk if some commercial entity could show that they would pay more property tax than you. A future fear for all Iowans, not just the ones affected by the crude oil pipeline. Thank you.
My name is Nathan Malahusky, organizer and member of Iowa Citizens for Community Improvement. Our coalition partners have shared our vision for Iowa, from the quality of our land, which deserves strong protections, to our national position as a leader in renewable energy development in the wind sector. We know where Iowa needs to be in years to come. This vision is readily attainable, and our state has started to make headway toward achieving it. We are fourth in the nation in job creation related to the wind sector. Renewable energy that provides actual benefits to communities and local control over how that infrastructure is built and maintained should be the parameters that define energy independence in Iowa. And while we've called into question the benefits that ETP has marketed to Iowans on their project, one thing that we do know for certain about the Bakken pipeline is that it would serve as a direct impediment to us attaining that vision. Further developing our fossil fuel infrastructure will only embolden an industry that already works actively to undermine our transition to a renewable energy economy. For this reason, and many more, we consider it our mission to stop the construction of the proposed Bakken pipeline. In order to protect this vision and ensure that current and future generations will see it come to fruition, we will do everything in our power to block its construction. Ultimately, the experiences we've shared with you point to the obvious conclusion that the IUB must reject ETP's hazardous liquid pipeline permit. This is the only decision that will ever serve the public good, need, and necessity of all Iowans. Additionally, we've invited a few legislators here to join us. However, they were not able to make it in time because of prior commitments. We need bold leadership at the Capitol to demand that this project is blocked and ultimately ignore the governor's mandate that the legislator not intervene in this process. If Governor Branstad remains silent on the pipeline, we should consider an inevitable oil spill from the Bakken pipeline a direct product of his legacy for Iowa. Iowans should expect nothing less than this type of leadership when it comes to the Bakken pipeline. We've drafted a letter that outlines these concerns, and we're using it as a sign-on letter to grow our coalition. We will be presenting this letter to the Iowa Utilities Board, to legislators that are proposing legislation on the pipeline, as well as the governor, today. If you find that you share this vision with us, please reach out to us and join our initiative. You can email us at contact@nobakken.com or find more information at our website, which is nobakken.com. There you will find resources, news updates, as well as avenues for taking action to stop the pipeline, including instructions on how to file your objection with the Iowa Utilities Board. You can also find us on Facebook under Bakken Pipeline Resistance or on Twitter. Our handle is @nobakken. We look forward to working with a diverse range of Iowans to ensure that this pipeline is never built. Thank you, and we now open up the floor for any questions or comments.
Who are the lawmakers?
Representative Kaufman, Senator Hogue, and Representative Kelly.
They had a required retraining, right?
Yeah.
There are a lot of employees from Energy Transfer already in Iowa living here. They're on work contracts. I met one who's here on a 3-year work contract. He bought a house here. A lot of surveying has been going on for a few months. Would someone like to talk about if you feel like this is already a done deal? Obviously you guys don't feel that way, but you feel on some level that the decision has already been made.
I will say no.
And if you could step up to the mic.
When the land agent came to speak to my tenant, told him it was already a done deal, and that was even before the informational meetings were held. And I feel like they told another lady that they had eminent domain. She called me. They had eminent domain to survey, but they didn't clarify that, I don't think, to her. She thought they already had the rights to her land. I'm not saying that they're lying, but they're not given the full truth of what they're saying, you know. I've been contacted to be surveyed. They haven't been there yet, so I don't know anything else about that.
Like I said in my presentation, there are many hurdles they have to jump over, and to the many campaigns like this I've been involved in, this is what companies always do. They try to rush the process. They try to to make it look like it's a done deal, and everybody thinks it is, and they give up. So, but we're not giving up.
And we have stories of success from other places where communities and states have fought pipelines and kept them out. So we know that it's very possible to stop this if we work together as a state. We have a democratic process in place that we can use to stop this pipeline, but we also, as you see by these 20 groups that are represented in our coalition, are starting a statewide movement. And so we've been connecting with organizations, the Minnesota Tar Sands Organization, Bold Nebraska, Fighting Keystone, and others to talk about ways that we're elevating this to the national level to stop this pipeline.
Saturday morning, the surveyors came to our land and they did their surveying. It took them probably about 3-4 hours to go across the section. They are very positive. To them, yes, it's a done deal. And to us, no. We do not want them there, and I made that comment. They came and they surveyed, but I still do not want to give in to anything like this. I want our farm ground to go to the future of my community and to my family, to our daughters. And if they come in, it's going to jeopardize our whole community. One little trickle of a spill can damage everything for possibly a lifetime.
Every week or more, we are hearing about pipelines that are breaking around different parts of the country. It's happening with frightening frequency. The more those things happen, the more people are getting up in arms on this issue. So it is not a done deal.
Matt, could you talk a little bit more about what the Iowa Code says with respect to the public necessity and convenience?
That's pretty much it, is that it has to, under code, the utilities board makes their decision on whether or not this project meets the public convenience or necessity, public convenience and necessity. It's a very vague term. We have to go off of precedent, previous decisions, Supreme Court decisions, but ultimately, they're going to have to determine whether or not this meets the public convenience and necessity. We don't believe it does, and we're able to articulate that, but they're the ones making the decision. So.
Let me add that this is an unprecedented project for Iowa. Other utility projects, pipelines, transmission lines, power plants, whatever it might be, have always been built with the purpose of serving customers in Iowa. And that's the context in which that the term public convenience and necessity has always been defined. The Iowa Supreme Court has said that if there is some better service or lower rates or something like that, that can satisfy public convenience and necessity. But that doesn't apply here. So we're operating in the dark, so to speak, or maybe a lot of light, because there's a lot of room to bring in all these issues that we've talked about, and we will, to show that this project has no benefit to Iowa, it doesn't benefit Iowans, and in fact damages our land, our water, and our people.
I think Wally and Nathan hit it on the head. The Supreme Court has defined public convenience and necessity as meaning that Iowans will be served by this pipeline, and they won't. They will not be served by the Bakken pipeline.
I might add one more thing about that, that's been kind of perhaps confusing, if not misrepresented. When the pipeline company first announced this project, they made it pretty clear, as long as the Des Moines Register is accurate, that this oil was going to go to the Gulf Coast, period, in this company's own pipeline. And when it goes to the Gulf Coast, it's going to be exported, refined there and exported. The company kept saying, well, we can't export crude oil. No, but they can refine it and then export the product. And there are waivers that have been given away like candy to allow export of crude oil. Then they say later that, well, this is going to go to Patoka, Illinois, and then to wherever. But in their Illinois application for the Illinois portion of this pipeline project, they made it very clear the oil is going to go on their pipeline down to the Gulf of Mexico. So I think we have to look at the whole picture and decide what's the truth.
I think along those lines as well, from the informational meetings, we heard that Energy Transfer Partners, Dakota Access LLC, they don't own the oil that they will be transporting. They are simply a transporter of that oil. Therefore, they can't make any guarantees about its ultimate destination or use.
Any other questions?
Thank you all
thank
for coming.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming.
And we will deliver the letters to the Iowa Utilities Board right now.